WBDG FM HD1, Indianapolis.
He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. Once again. My name is Emerson. You're now welcome to the Big Shoe at 244-9234. That's 244-WBDJ. And the phone lines, they're open. So I got a guest in the studio, so you can call in. I got an interesting guest. They got the guest today. The guest I always like to talk to at least three times a year, if four times a year, but always towards the end of the semester or end of the year. I want this young man to show up in the studios just to drop some knowledge on our township, our city, and our state. Before I get to that, and you notice I got my professional voice on today because I got to put my big boy pants on when I got to be adult in the room because I don't like being serious all the time, but that's okay. Good morning, Max.
Good morning.
There it goes. I'm already done.
Well, we lasted about 30 seconds.
That lasted about 30 seconds. Max, the week is coming. What are you going to do on the weekend, Max?
I'm going to be calling a Monrovia basketball game tonight. It is against Clay City. And then after that, we're just going to be celebrating the Christmas holiday.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Yeah, I hope you enjoy your break, man.
I will.
Yeah, enjoy it because you do awesome things. I want to. Before I get to my guest, and I'm going to do it while my guest is here. I'm going to do it while I'm talking to my guest because this is that time of season. I'm going to give you some shout-outs too, Max, because you're an awesome guy. But before I blow your brains up and get your head all big, I'm just kidding about that part. What are our students doing out here in the community in the thing we call the...
Well, winter break starts tomorrow, December 18th through January 3rd. No school for any of the transfer or Ben Davis students here, WBDG. Speaking of WBDG, our 23rd annual Holiday Music Marathon is December 23rd through December 25th. Girls basketball, the Ben Davis Lady Giants, after their exciting overtime victory at Zionsville, will travel to Roncalli this Wednesday at 6 p.m. As the boys basketball, they travel to Warren Central tonight at 7:30. Right here on WBDG. Podcasts, by the way, are on audioboom.com. Just search WBDG FM. We're also on Spotify and other podcast sites. Social media at WBDG Indie, except for TikTok at Giant90.9. And School Talk, that's right now, airing Fridays at 7:30 a.m. Replay Sunday at 2 p.m.
Whoa, that's a lot going on. Well, that's the thing we call the... Now, before I get to my guest, Max, I want to push the magic button for you. I'm saying thank you, Max. Now I'm going to say, while I partake in thanking you, Max, I'm going to introduce my guest while I'm going to thank you at the same time because I think it's worthy of being thankful with Dr. Butts, the superintendent of Wayne Township Schools in the studios. Good morning, Dr. Butts.
Good morning, Emerson. Good morning, Max. How we doing?
Oh, okay, here we go. Look back, look at it, look. It came in a bag, and it got a Christmas card. I got my name on a Christmas card. Max, this is a Christmas gift for Max. It's coffee.
black and bold, rise and grind.
Man, I am purple.
That looks good, Emerson.
I'm going to burn this booger up. Well, I ain't going to burn it up, but I'm purple proud. Oh, man, because... I got a coffee machine, Dr. Bice, at home, and I got no coffee. My wife said, why you got a coffee machine and you don't have any coffee in her radio voice? Now, thank you, Max. I got coffee. Thank you.
Hey, well, I want to, on that big board there, our boys' basketball team's going to Warren Central. Unfortunately, Warren Central is on an e-learning day today. Because they do not have any electricity. So we may want to tell our listeners better listen to WBDG today to find out if that game location is going to be changed or if Warren Central can get some power before the basketball game tonight.
That's news you can use. Somebody to pay I didn't pay, somebody didn't pay electric bill. I'm just kidding. I told you I'm trying to be serious.
Brand
serious,
new.
But the thing is this, that is so true. Dr. Buck, you always bring news. Every time you come into the studio, even though I do my research on your background, what you're going on in the city, you always drop some knowledge here at the radio station for our students and for our listeners, for our parents and grandparents. Now, last time we talked, you were a grandparent. Have you got any more grandkids?
No more. No, just the one.
I got news you can use. I am a great grandfather.
That is awesome.
Man, that is scary.
Congratulations to you.
And I got a grandbaby on the way and another great granddaughter on the way. I'm getting old.
You know, one of my favorite sayings is if I knew grandchildren were going to be so fun, I would have had them first.
Yeah, you can, like, your grandchildren, so you can play with them and then you can send them back to the parents. And then when they get older, you know, you become grandpa and grandma, and they come over and they're nice. They want some sweets. You give them some sweets, and they're so nice when you come over. And I agree 100%. Yeah.
You know, Emerson, I meet with Dr. Virginia Kane every week. Matter of fact, I'll be meeting with her this morning. And you had her on your show a few weeks ago.
Yep.
And I met with her right after that, and she was stunned. Let me just say, she was stunned. She has never met somebody of your energy level, she thoroughly enjoyed her time here on School Talk with Emerson.
I appreciate that, and like I said, she drops the knowledge that day also, and that's what we want to do here at the radio station. I appreciate that, Dr. Kane, all that she has done over the years for the citizens of Indianapolis, Indiana. People just don't know that lady works hard. He said, "Dynamite comes in small packages." Dynamite comes in small packages.
You know what she does, and this has been certainly been a tough 2 years for everyone in the healthcare industry, especially Dr. Kane and Marion County Public Health Department. Yesterday at the State House, there was a testimony on a bill, House Bill 1001, which is the first bill that's been introduced in this upcoming session, and it's on vaccinations and the state's role in being able to, whether they can mandate or determine who's going to be vaccinated and some of the circumstances around that. And, you know, it's a passionate, a very passionate issue for people. There were 7 hours of testimony yesterday.
Wow.
And, you know, I was able to listen to some of it because they were streaming it on over their system. And so it's people just have very strong feelings on this pandemic, on the virus, on the variants of the virus, and on the strategies to take care of themselves. And so, you know, even across the state, I talk to superintendents all the time that are struggling with what to do with masking and what to do with quarantining and what to do with some of the strategies. We continue in the MSD of Wayne Township to work on making sure that we have as clean of air as possible in our buildings and that we're sanitizing and that we have, you know, we've received 4 truckloads of free Lysol sanitation wipes. And you know, those have been great for us, and we deeply appreciate companies like Lysol that support the efforts that we're going through. We have, I was counting the other day, 35,000 bottles of hand sanitizer that we have in stock right now that we are making sure we have in our buildings. We have over 20,000 cases of Lysol wipes. So it's just really amazing the support that we've had. And we know this pandemic is not going away. We know that, that, you know, just like the flu, just like some of the other viruses that have come about over time, we know that the SARS-CoV-2, which is what we're dealing with right now, will continue to be around. We will just learn to, and our bodies will, you know, learn to how to take care of this virus. And you know, we'll be dealing with this for quite a while.
When Dr. Kane was here on the show, and that was on November the 19th, we talked about, and then she made a statement that we were really hoping that would come true, you know, because she was kind of hoping that maybe next year, maybe around February, maybe we get maybe some sense of normalcy. But see, that was back in on November 19th. And then around November the 24th of this year, another variant showed its ugly head.
Omicron.
Mm-hmm. So it's this virus is so alive, you know, that the best planning in the world, you can't give up. Like you said, the sanitizers, the wipes, the face mask, because this booger's not going away.
Right.
And, you know, she indicated that we, she and also indicated we'll be dealing with it from years to years in some form or fashion, dealing right. with it.
Yep.
But you cannot let your guard down.
No. No, and, you know, it's hard when you go out in public and you go out to places where you have congregate settings. You know, I try to model what I expect, and mm-hmm. so when I'm in the grocery store, when I'm at a restaurant, when I'm out, you know, I had my car serviced yesterday, so when I'm at the mechanics, I am still wearing my mask when I'm indoors, mm-hmm. and we ask our students and our staff to do it here in school, and so I'm still trying to do the same, and plus, I'm trying to keep my family safe,
yeah.
and I'm getting ready to go visit with my in-laws for Christmas, and so, you know, I don't want to take anything to them either, and right. so... Anything I can do to help keep myself, not only myself, healthy, because I don't like working from home. I like I like working in my office.
Yeah,
and keep those around me healthy. That's you know, that's why I do what I do.
You sound like Dr. Kane, because she talked about a lot about when you're going traveling, not taking that virus with you, or not picking the virus up while you are traveling. Mm-hmm. And you talk about, I mean, I saw a quote one time. I saw it just recently. You were meeting with some. It was. Was it West Side meeting with some superintendents, and it was a quote from you, and it said, "While," and the quote is this, "and while we all three superintendents have our doctorates, they're not in medicine. We are not medical experts, so we rely on the health professionals to tell us what we should be doing to keep ourselves safe and to keep our children safe. For all of us, the goal of this year is to keep students in school," end quote. That makes so much doggone sense, but I don't understand why you get so much flack from certain people because decisions that we make here at the school. Like I said, you're smart. You ain't no dummy. Don't get me wrong. You got brains. But like you say, you listen to the medical experts. But then you get dogged out for that. Okay, did I say that? I did say that. I don't want
it don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
At all. You ain't got to respond to that, you know. Well, I just me on a rant.
Well, I appreciate that. And it sounded a lot better hearing it from you. And so, you know, the challenge is there is so much information on social media. And you can find on social media anything that supports what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are those who may not do as much research or fact-checking about certain strategies and certain ideas, but yet they can find somebody who wrote something about it on the social media, and they, you know, they utilize that as their research and as fact. And so I try to do my research with scholarly journals and articles that are, you know, that are of the utmost and highest reputation, that are, you know,
got me all
from the professionals. I try to work with our medical professionals like Dr. Kane,
mm-hmm.
The epidemiologists who are studying this every day, and go with the information that they are providing and presenting. I don't like wearing a mask any more than anybody else.
I know. I know.
And, you know, there are times where my face is sweaty underneath the mask. My ears hurt.
I live in chat.
All of those things. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And quite honestly, and I've told several people this, around fall break in October, I honestly thought that I was going to be making a recommendation to our Board of Education that we go mask optional when we come back from winter break. And unfortunately, our numbers continued to climb. Yeah. They did a reversal, and we saw our cases going up. So we are going to be back in masks and continue to be in masks. But there are school districts around the state of Indiana that have not worn a mask all year. You know, they're also not quarantining. They're not following the guidelines of the state health department. And so, again, communities are very divided and split on these issues. And we're just trying to make sure that our students can be in person this year and not have to go remote like we did last year.
Yeah.
And our students are doing a great job. Our staff is doing a great job. I couldn't be more proud of the way that they're handling this and following the mask mandate.
I mean, folks, you're entitled to your own opinion, but not your own facts. And, okay, all right. I'll try to be serious, but okay. If this is probably off the chain, but If the bottle says Gorilla Glue, all right, it's Gorilla Glue and it's used to put wood together and tools together, put a wheel back on something, glue material thing. You don't put it in your hair? You don't put it in your hair to keep your hair flat and keep your hair looking good. You don't use it for that. Do your research. It's Gorilla Glue. It's not hair. I know there's some beauticians use some type of glue in their hair, and you ladies know what I'm talking about, to keep your ends down and to keep your sections down, whatever you want to call them, extensions. But you don't use Gorilla Glue. Just because it's out there, you got to do your research, and especially on social media. And on the internet, the World Wide Web, just because it's out there don't mean it's true.
Right. Yeah. You know, and I think back to, golly, I think back when I was in high school, we didn't have social media.
Don't get me started, Dr. Butts.
we didn't have, the internet, quote unquote, had not been created yet, discovered.
Yeah.
And so it was... You know, I used the World Book when I was going to look for things, and I went to the library and
index cards,
right? But and so there wasn't as much misinformation out there as we have now, and that's, I would say that's true, Emerson. Not only in what we see online, but also what we hear on TV and on the radio. It's been interesting to watch, in my opinion, over the last, call it 5 to 10 years. How certain radio stations, TV stations, certain media outlets have gone in a particular direction. They are not necessarily middle of the road, just reporting the facts. Mm-hmm. They have slanted to one side or the other,
right.
And they lean in one direction based on their ideology. And people are drawn to those news media outlets. Because that's also what they believe. And so it just is a perpetual cycle that they get more deeply rooted in what their, what their beliefs are.
Right.
And it's supported by the media outlet because that's, where they're drawn to. And it's not necessarily fact.
I know.
And some of them will openly admit it's not fact.
It's a shame.
And that's, I really struggle with that. Because I think a misinformed society is really dangerous.
You don't need the media. I mean, we don't need the media to help with that problem, because that problem is here and it's been here forever. You got races that don't trust the other race. You got folks inside the same race that don't trust each other. I mean, black on black crime is real. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've lost nephews and family members that were killed by other black people. Does that make me a racist now because I don't like black people? I've got friends of mine that were hurt by white people. I got white people who were hurt by white people. Okay, you got bad people in the world of all different colors. Mm-hmm. Okay, so therefore, that's a fact. So now you're going to blow. If you go to the internet, and I hope I'm going to try to stay on point, and you go to one side or the other for misinformation, and you believe in it because you believe it, now you got people on TV amplifying it. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's got to be true because he said it. It's got to be true because she said it. I saw it on TV. I saw it on the internet. Some things just don't exist, mm-hmm. only in your mind. But media is so powerful, it has the ability to take that and make it real. Like CRT, all right? Critical race theory.
Yeah, and that's a topic, and that even came up this week in a conference, a legislative conference, that the governor has even come out and said, you know what, critical race theory is not being taught broadly and widely in our classrooms. If it's being taught by an individual teacher in a particular area, then the local school district needs to be the one to intervene and to make sure that that's not occurring. Critical race theory is a graduate level theology, graduate level framework that is rooted in law. And so, but it has been
blown out of proportion.
It has. It played well when they put it out in the media, and it played well in the, in their polling. And so now it is being utilized to scare people into pulling all kinds of library books off of the shelves and taking, important parts of our history out of our curriculum, and changing how we help our students to understand the past, the present, and then prepare for the future. And, a great example, a friend of mine is the superintendent in Lebanon Community Schools and had a meeting this week to talk about some projects they're going to be doing at their elementary schools. The projects that they're doing at their elementary schools are to make the schools more equitable to each other, meaning that they're going to serve students in a way that is equitable. Okay. Not equal, but equitable.
All right.
Because there are some inequities in some of their schools based on what's happened over time with maybe the addition of classrooms or certain, you know, interior designs and functional spaces and those types of things. A parent grabbed that screenshot and immediately went to, the school's going to spend our dollars on critical race theory because they were talking about equity. And so, you know, that's disheartening.
It is disheartening.
Because what we're trying to do is make sure that we are providing equitable opportunities for all of our children so that they have the opportunity to learn. And in our classrooms, we talk often that what we're trying to do is make sure that our students can see themselves in what's being taught. They can see themselves in the classroom that they're in. They can see themselves in the school so that that curriculum comes to life for them.
Yeah.
It's relatable.
Yeah.
And I had a student who very eloquently wrote a letter to me. Actually, she wrote it to her teacher. It got sent to me on why certain parts of our literature that we utilize may not be the best instructional tool that we have, or at least not in the way that we're using it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was tremendous because we can, you know, even with historical pieces of literature that we have as a requirement, based on how we utilize that in the classroom, it can be a good instructional tool,
mm-hmm.
or it can be a poor instructional tool, mm-hmm. because we haven't utilized it in the right way.
I got you.
And so I thought that this young lady, and she was a ninth grader, I thought her points or that she made were excellent and certainly helped me to continue to frame in my mind that we need to help our students through multiple different strategies, multiple different utilizations of materials to see all sides. And, you know, going back to what we were just talking about, we need to present all facts.
Yeah.
And then let children and our students work through those facts so that they can better understand. And then they can come up with their own
mm-hmm.
thoughts and, you know, their own where they want to support. But just giving partial information is a very dangerous thing. And I think that's one of the concerns I have with some of the legislation that's coming out, and we need to be very cognizant of, is not to handcuff our teachers and our students by not being able to present all the information necessary to help them to fully understand what happened in our past, what is happening today, and then help them prepare for the future.
Why does that make so much sense? I mean, if you don't know your past, Max, if you don't know your past, how are you going to know where you're going? I don't want to put you on the spot. But learning is so beautiful, you know, and our past is kind of violent. The Civil War really did happen.
Well, and history,
you know,
history does repeat itself. I'm of an age now where I'm seeing things happening again that happened when I was younger.
That's the freaky part about getting old.
And I look at those things and I think, are you serious? Really? We're going back 25 years and we're going to do this again? And so if we don't know our history, then
we will repeat it.
It will continue to repeat itself.
But I always thought, and this is Emerson talking, you know, I had a rough time in high school, my hometown, Terre Haute, but I did understand that I was going to school to learn, to be a better citizen. I realized that when I was even younger, because I wanted things. I wanted to go places. I wanted to have stuff. But I knew I needed knowledge. Mm-hmm. And part of that knowledge was knowing who I am, where I came from, and where I live, and then learn some things so I could be a better citizen and provide for my family that I might have in the future. And I thought that was the school's responsibility and my parents. I always thought it was the school, because you at school spend more time at school than you do at home sometimes.
For most of our kids, that's true. And, you know, I think, you know, we're obviously, you know, we're here today on December 17th. By the way, this is the 88th day of the 2021-22 school year. 88th day. It's our last day before winter break. It's the last day of the semester for our students in our secondary schools. Of course, elementaries do not sell, you know, they don't have their schedules quite mm-hmm. on the semester like we do. But, you know, one of the things I worry about is we are more divided right now in our society than I have ever seen in my lifetime. And I look at some of the, you know, the problems that's causing with mental health in our students and our staff. And I look at the anger and the angst that we see in parents and in our community. But a great example is, you know, this, obviously we had the school shooting about a month ago,
right,
up in Oxford High School in Michigan. And we've seen some trickle effects of that. Today is a great example, as there's a TikTok challenge, whatever that means. You know, I've seen lots of those that are terribly inappropriate. But somebody comes up with this idea to put out this this challenge that scares people. And today's challenge is, you know, create a threat to the school. And we had quite a bit of that last week. There were quite a few people that were scared because somebody put on the on social media, somebody that heard that somebody might have said that somebody else might have said that there's going to be something going on at the school. And so when you have those kinds of things, you know, it really is, it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart that we have, we feel like that's the way that we need to go in today's society. And I'm trying to do from, you know, from my seat, from where I am, I'm really trying to bring people together. I'm trying to, you know, bring some civility back into what we're doing. I'm trying to encourage people to have empathy. You know, we talk about, I mean, this is another thing that's under fire, social and emotional learning.
Social and emotional learning.
My wife and I had a conversation earlier this week that people want us to not teach social and emotional learning to our children. But in the same breath, they'll tell us to stop bullying. And so how do we stop bullying if we're not going to help people to understand what they're feeling and how to regulate their emotions and how to deal with conflict and to have positive conflict resolution? And quite frankly, the Indiana Department of Workforce Development has developed employability skills that are social emotional learning. That's exactly what we're teaching our children. So we're being told prepare our children for post-secondary success for the workforce, but don't teach them these social emotional learning skills. And so there's a, you know, there's a lot of confusion right now with people.
It don't make no sense. Okay, I want you to do the I want you to do this. I'm gonna tie your hands behind your back and put them buzz on them.
Yeah.
But I want you to do this.
Right.
That don't make no sense. And I agree. It is scary because I'm a little I'm much older than you are. You're a young man, but it's I'm 67 now. So it's like I am seeing things that I've saw in my past, and it is scary, and it's really, 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 really sad, because I, you know, I've been doing this show since 2003 and watching these kids grow up to young mamas and, and young daddies, and it's great. And then there's kids that come from other parts of the township, and they come here and they say, "Mr. Allen, I haven't spent a lot of time with black folks, but man, you're awesome. You're awesome, and it's kind of changed my view on, on people, because you learn, you get around more people. I had a stigma when I was a state trooper. You work in Morgan County? I said, yeah, that's some of the great people down there in Morgan County. What you mean you're some great folks in Morgan County? Boy, what are you doing down there? I see great people down there in Martinsville. You know, you get to know folks. You know, folks are just, they're more like you than not.
Yeah.
All they want is, they want the same things that you want.
Yep.
You know, and it's life is good, and you got to enjoy it and grow. And Max, I love my coffee. You know, I love getting gifts, you know. And when people, you get a gift from somebody, they don't give it because they got to. They give it because they want to. You know, you affected their life in some way. You made up something. You made a little dent. You made a little impression on their life. And that's what we should be doing here in the school with our teachers. And that's what they do. You know,
well, Emerson, I know our time's running out, and this is the last show of the 2021 school year or calendar year. And Max is getting ready to celebrate the holidays. He's going to call a basketball game tonight. But, you know, here's what I want to leave us with. We live in an awesome city. We live in an awesome township. We are in an amazing school district with people who are truly here to make sure our children are served. Whether we're talking about our child nutrition workers, our custodians, maintenance folks, our bus drivers, our teachers, our paraprofessionals, our secretaries, our administrators, everyone in this corporation, everyone in this community is focused on trying to help our children to be the best that they could possibly be. And I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. And I've talked often to people as I go around the state that we are in an amazing school district, and our community has through this pandemic, absolutely been incredible. And so, while we talk about all of these things that are kind of on that negative side and all the ills of society, I just want to conclude with we are in a great place. We have great people, And I am hopeful for the future because of what is happening each and every day inside of our classrooms, inside of our buildings, inside of this school district.
We are Wayne.
We are Wayne.
We are Wayne, and Wayne, and a lot of our kids got internet now thanks to Verizon. So, hey. So they can check out the show while they're online. So thank you for a Verizon and the scholarships that pay for that, or the funds that pay for that.
Yeah, Bills program has been amazing. Yeah. We are the only school district in Indiana to be participating in that, and we are very thankful.
Yeah, our kids are on WWW, and I appreciate it. Dr. Bush, nothing but great things for rest of the year. Nothing but a Merry Christmas for you and your family, and a Happy New Year.
You as well.
And I can say, you already know the big window when you're doing things in the community, and you already know you got a home here at Giant 90.9, and you keep on doing what you're doing. And like you say, you need a bodyguard. I'm free.
Well,
I bring my military and my state police service to your aid.
Thank you, Emerson. Just want to wish everyone a very happy holiday.
Yeah.
And safe travels for those who are traveling. And if you're not, hopefully those coming to you will travel safely.
Yeah.
But we have a great 2 weeks ahead of us.
I'll leave my superintendent alone, y'all. You got to deal with Emerson. Well, all right, Max, enjoy your time. Whatever you do, just enjoy it.
I will.
And students out there, so to the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the one you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Copy the cat that's wearing the mask. That's who you got to cap. And don't get hung with the wrong crowd. Is it not wearing a mask? Hey, put your mask on. I'll give you a mask. I'll give you the mask. They're cheap. Put a mask on your face, y'all. I'm not going to tell you about sagging your pants. I'm going to say put on the mask and pull your pants up. The views expressed in schools are not the views of the MSU of Wayne Township or Giant 90.9 of Ben Davis High School. They're my views and views of my guests. So Merry Christmas, everybody. Have a Happy New Year. See you when we get back next time on School Talk.